Your name, please?
My name is Florence Lichtenberger.
And your occupation?
I am a housewife and the wife of the presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church.
Mrs. Lichtenberger, do you think that girls think with stars in their eyes of marrying a clergyman?
My viewpoint is that some of them do. Not all, of course.
This is Viewpoint, an unrehearsed and personal interview with another distinguished and well-known personality who will reveal to you, the American public, what he holds to be the responsibilities of his position in American life, produced by the Episcopal Church and brought to you as a public service by this station. Mr. Kennedy's guest today is Mrs. Arthur Lichtenberger, wife of the presiding bishop of the Protestant Episcopal Church in the USA. Here is the moderator of the award-winning series, Viewpoint, the Reverend Dana F. Kennedy. Mr. Kennedy.
Welcome to Viewpoint, Mrs. Lichtenberger, and thank you for inviting us here to Dover House in Greenwich to talk with you. What is wrong, if there be anything wrong, with a girl's thinking of marrying a clergyman as something pretty special?
A girl should always marry a man, and not his profession. Girls who are attracted to a young man because he's going into the ministry are often thinking of themselves in the role of the minister. Later in life, they compete with him. Maybe a lot of this is unconscious.
Are there any special things which a clergyman's wife can do that help him in the performance of his duties?
Her first thought is to make a home for him, I think. That's what a clergyman needs more than anything else. A place where he can go and be comfortable and cared for. And after that, anything that her talents lead her to do, it's good to offer those talents to the church.
Are there any special pressures which come upon a clergyman's wife which perhaps wouldn't come on the wife of some other occupation or profession?
Many of the clergy wives think that they have extraordinary pressures. They do have some that are perhaps different from others, but I really don't think that their lives are any harder than any other wives.
Is a clergyman away from home a good deal in the performance of his duties, do you find?
Some are away from home a great deal. They do have irregular hours, and they're called upon to see people, do things, help people at any hours of day and night. But a woman can adjust to this. She also sometimes has him home more than men in other professions.
Are there any pressures such as unexpected calls which break into holidays or break into times which they'd planned to have to themselves?
Well, of course, many people think in terms of weekends. And, of course, the weekends in a rectory are very busy. Holidays, of course, are usually holy days, too. And a man is busy in his church. They can't go a distance to see friends or family the way some other people do. But again, I think that they can plan their lives so that they have other times. They can have time off, possibly in midweek.
Mrs. Lichtenberger, do you think that when a church calls a clergyman, they sometimes think in terms of calling the wife as well, that they get two people for the price of one, shall we say?
Perhaps that used to be true, but I'm pretty sure that that isn't true anymore. However, I do know that when parishes call a man, they take into consideration what kind of a wife he has, how she can adjust to the parish, and what their home life is like.
Do you think that there's any justification for the matter of looking at a man's wife before they call him for the work that he's to do?
Yes, because his work is certainly dependent upon a good life at home.
Are the seminaries taking into account this importance of the kind of wife which a clergyman has? Are they trying to help the wife to be a good clergyman's wife?
When when they're married, during the seminary years, the girls have all kinds of chances to learn about the life in the parish. They do some of the work that the men are doing. Of course, the courses are very short and abbreviated, but they do have some idea of what their husbands are studying and what is going on in their minds, and in that way they're prepared. But of course, if the man is married after his seminary years, there's no such help for a girl.
Do you think it's quite important, or is it unimportant, that a clergyman's wife should have some idea of the theology, some idea of the calling, shall we say, which her husband has?
Yes, I do. I think she can enjoy the life much more and participate in it. But of course, he could help her. Even though they weren't in seminary together.
Is it possible, do you think, for a clergyman's wife to be a good wife and the clergyman to be a good clergyman, if the wife is not interested in the church work at all? Let's say she's not against it, but she just isn't interested in it.
I think it's possible. I think sometimes girls marry a clergyman and they don't know much about it, and they find themselves temperamentally unsuited to being interested. I think they can have a successful marriage, but I do think it's a little hard on the church, because if the wife isn't at all interested, the people in the church find it hard to hear what he says.
Do you think that a wife need take an active part in the leadership of church organizations and church affairs?
No, I think it's much better if she's a follower than a leader, unless they're in a parish where her leadership is absolutely essential. Then anything that she's able to do, I think she's glad to do and probably will do.
Mrs. Lichtenberger, do you find that there is any difference between being a bishop's wife and a parish clergyman's wife?
Well, of course, the fellowship is much wider and more scattered in a diocese. In a parish, you can belong and take part in the activities, and you're right there at home with it. Being a bishop's wife means that you don't have that more close and intimate contact once removed.
Do you find, Mrs. Lichtenberger, that all kinds of people come into the church? Do you think that the clergyman's wife has an opportunity to see life in a great wholeness?
Yes. It's very interesting. There are, as you say, all kinds of people, and then there are all kinds of situations for people that we see and sometimes are involved in much more than in ordinary life.
Do you think that a clergyman's wife is tempted to be optimistic or pessimistic about people when she sees them in so many different ways and in such depth?
Well, I can't speak for other clergy wives, but for myself, I find people very wonderful and very dear, and it's a revelation to me to know people on this level.
Do you think that women are more spiritually inclined than men?
No, they may be a little bit more verbal about it. And certainly they're faithful to the church in a way that sometimes the men aren't, but some of that has to do with the time and general interest and sociability that women have sometimes that men don't have. But I don't think they're more spiritual minded.
I've noticed in churches that there used to be a great many women's groups, which were rather groups for doing detailed labor, such as sewing or packing, or sort of busy work. This seems to be vanishing. I wonder what's going to take its place.
People are realizing more and more that they express their Christian life in the world, and that everything they do in the world is their Christian life. Of course, there's always housekeeping to be done, and that's important too. And sometimes there's sewing to be done, and there are always some people that not only like the sewing, but they like the companionship of sewing together. So I don't think it will go out completely, this busy work. Many places are having groups that meet for study or for prayer or for both. There's always plenty of things to do in the church that can be helpful to people and that can deepen their life in the church.
Mrs. Lichtenberger, as you look about the church, what do you find are the most exciting things to you?
The movement toward unity, liturgical movement, and the growing realization in the church that the church lives its life in the world, and that's where it makes its witness. That everything we do in life is part of our Christian witness.
Do you think that a clergyman's wife has any special advantages in the matter of her own inner life, inner growth, or spiritual life, if you will?
Yes, I think she has. For one thing, the whole life is pointed toward spiritual growth. The life in the home, the shared life in the church, the books in the home, the values, all the unspoken words are part of this spiritual life. I think it can be a wonderful thing for a woman. Of course, it's the only life that I have ever known, but I think it's a wonderful life.
Mrs. Lichtenberger, do you have any suggestions that you might make to people as to the way they should treat a clergyman's wife?
Treat her as a person, that's the most important thing. Any wives that I know that are very discontented with their lives find that they're not allowed to be themselves. So forget she's the wife of the clergyman. Treat her as Jane or Mary. She'll be much happier.
Mrs. Lichtenberger, you have a chance to see many groups of clergymen's wives. Do you find that they are a good group of women?
Yes, they're a wonderful group of women, and very smart, very capable, and I'm very proud of them.
What are the satisfactions that you get from your life, Mrs. Lichtenberger?
Well, my relationship with these same girls is one of the deepest satisfactions I have, with clergy wives, bishops' wives, various groups that I see. Then I have wonderful opportunity to meet many lay people. Every diocese that we go into welcomes us so warmly, and of course I love that. And I enjoy my life here in Greenwich, the many conferences that go on in Seabury House. I meet many people there and participate to some extent in some of the conferences, and I enjoy my life right in this house very much.
Thank you very much for being with us and for giving us your viewpoint, Mrs. Lichtenberger.
Well, thank you, Father Kennedy. It was lovely to have a little talk with you.
This has been Viewpoint, an unrehearsed personal interview with another distinguished and well-known personality, produced as a public service by the Division of Radio and Television of the Protestant Episcopal Church. Today's guest was Mrs. Arthur Lichtenberger, wife of the presiding bishop of the Protestant Episcopal Church in the USA.